Michigan Common Sense with a big dose of truth and honesty.
It's 8:45. I'm Katie Hyde filling in on the Steve Gruber Show. And as we wrap up today, I'm thinking about Christmas. You probably are too. All that you have left to do, the house that needs to get clean, the presents that need to get purchased and wrapped, and you probably have a lot going on. And so I was feeling nostalgic this week and looking ahead. And I looked up the original letter to the editor written by 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon. She wrote a letter to the editor to the New York Sun back in September of 1897. And her question and her response was printed there. The response was written by newsman Francis Church, and he has since become history's most reprinted newspaper editorial. And it's appeared in dozens of books and publications and languages. And here's what the original letter said, 8-year-old Virginia O'Hanlon. She says, "Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there is no Santa Claus. Papa says, if you see it in the sun, it's so. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?" Virginia O'Hanlon. And Francis Church wrote her back, and he said this: "Dear Virginia, your little friends are wrong. They have been affected by the skepticism of a skeptical age. They do not believe except what they see. They think that nothing can be which is not comprehensible by their little minds. All minds, Virginia, whether they be men's or children's, are little. In this great universe of ours, man is a mere insect, an ant in his intellect, as compared with the boundless world about him, as measured by the intelligence capable of grasping the whole truth and knowledge." The editorial goes on. "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist, and you know they are abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy. Alas, how dreary would be the world if there was no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The eternal light in which childhood fills the world would be extinguished." Church continues, "Not believe in Santa Claus, you might as well not believe in fairies. You might get your papa to hire men to watch all the chimneys on Christmas Eve to catch Santa Claus. But even if they did not see Santa Claus coming down, what would that prove? Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Did you ever see fairies dancing on the lawn? Of course not, but that's no proof that they are not there. Nobody can conceive or imagine all the wonders that are unseen and unseeable in the world. You may tear apart the baby's rattle and see what makes the noise inside, but there is a veil covering the unseen world, which not the strongest man, nor even the united strength of all the strongest men that ever lived, could tear apart. Only faith, fancy, poetry, love, and romance can push aside that curtain and view and picture the only supreme beauty and glory beyond. Is it all real? Ah, Virginia, in this world, there is nothing else real and abiding. No Santa Claus, thank God, he lives and he lives forever. 1,000 years from now, Virginia, nay, 10,000 years from now, he will continue to make glad the heart of childhood." And that's the famous editorial from the New York Sun, published back in September of 1897. That's the work of veteran newsman Francis Church. And obviously, Santa is a huge part of Christmas. I tell my kids he's a fun tradition. He's a magical part of the holidays, and he makes the holidays fun. And I was feeling nostalgic, and I was reading some articles. And there's the other reason why we celebrate Christmas as well. And I stumbled across an article, a blog by Jason Sorosky. He's a writer and musician. His blog says that he taps into his experiences not only as a worship pastor and teacher, but also as a husband and a father of five, and he published a work called Just Drop the Blanket. He writes, "This week, A Charlie Brown Christmas aired on national primetime television for the 50th time, and in a world where the latest greatest technology is outdated in a matter of months and social media trends come and go in a matter of days, 50 years is meaningful. I'm a fan of all things nostalgic and Christmas, and when the two combine, I'm hooked, and the Charlie Brown Christmas special falls squarely into that category." He says that he played Linus in the Charlie Brown Christmas play at school, and he was chosen to play the role of Linus. And so he had to memorize that passage in the Bible, Luke 2, which tells the Christmas story. And he says, while working diligently to learn those lines, there's one important thing I didn't notice then. I didn't notice until now, right in the middle of speaking, Linus drops the blanket. Linus has always been the one that's hung firmly to his blanket. And in this point of the play, he drops the blanket. It's that climactic scene where he shares what Christmas is all about. He drops a security blanket. And the writer goes on to say, I'm convinced this is intentional because it's the most telling and specific moment is when he drops it and he utters the words, fear not. And here's what Linus says.
Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not. For behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
The writer goes on, looking at it now, it's pretty simple what Charles Schulz was trying to say, and it's brilliant. The birth of Jesus separates us from our fears. The birth of Jesus frees us from the habits we are unable or unwilling to break ourselves. The birth of Jesus allows us to simply drop the false security blanket, just like Linus, that we've been grasping so tightly, and learn to trust and cling to him instead. That is what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.